is CBS News on the Hour, sponsored by O'Reilly Auto Parts.
I'm Cammie McCormick. There are still a lot of questions about the 15-year-old suspect in yesterday's school shooting in Madison, Wisconsin. CBS's Ian Lee reports on the investigation so far.
What they're doing is they're going through all of her personal effects, also looking at social media, talking to friends and family members, really to try to get an idea of what could cause this 15-year-old to shoot her school.
A teacher and student were killed. There's a guilty verdict in the San Francisco trial of tech consultant Nima Momeni in the stabbing death of Cash App founder Bob Lee, Lee's brother, after the verdict.
We think he had the intent to murder. The jury felt like he did not have the intent coming into that situation. But what matters today is that we had a guilty verdict that Nima Momeni has gone away for a very long time.
In Long Island, New York, the accused Gilgo Beach serial killer has been charged with another murder. That's seven women Rex Huerman has been charged with killing. Suffolk County DA Rex Turney.
The lives of these women matter. And, we as investigators, we understand that. Obviously, no one understands it more than the family.
The killings date back to 2010. Luigi Mangione, the suspect in the killing of United Healthcare CEO, has an extradition hearing tomorrow morning in Pennsylvania. Legal analyst Jessica Levinson.
There is some reporting that he may actually waive his rights and agree to be extradited because, frankly, I think we all know that extradition will occur. And instead, his focus would be on the substantive defense, not on trying to make it harder for the prosecution to move him from Pennsylvania to New York.
President-elect Trump's choice for health secretary RFK Jr. is back on Capitol Hill, meeting with more senators. Correspondent Nicole Killian is monitoring that.
A lot of these meetings are underway with senators. He met a short time ago with Senator Robert Marshall of Kansas, who happens to be a physician, and he has a slew of other meetings planned for this afternoon.
Ukraine says it killed the head of Russia's chemical weapons agency by rigging a scooter with explosives. Russia analyst Beth Noble.
Just a day before the assassination, Ukraine had accused this general of authorizing the use of ammunition containing banned chemical weapons on Ukrainian soldiers in an attempt to force them out of trenches where they had taken up fighting positions.
An Alabama woman has become the latest recipient of a gene-edited pig kidney, Dr. John LaPook.
Interesting thing here is what they did is they fiddled with the genes, so there were like 10 gene edits that made the pig kidney more compatible with humans.
CBS News.
Think O'Reilly Auto Parts for all your car care needs. Get the parts and service you need fast from the professional parts people at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
From the WRJN Radio Park Newsroom, I'm Stuart J. Waddles with a quick news update. Charges will not be dismissed against the 22-year-old charged with homicide after crashing into the Play It Again Sports in Kenosha last year. In court yesterday, an attorney for A.J. Perangeli asked for two homicide charges to be thrown out. However, that didn't happen, and a jury trial date was set. Eli Lilly is getting the go-ahead. The Pleasant Prairie Plan Commission has approved preliminary site plans for Eli Lilly's $3 billion expansion in Kenosha County. The project will add over 60,000 square feet of space and is set to be completed by March of 2026. Respectively, Racine and Kenosha County saw a 14% and a 19% year-over-year increase in November home sales. The Greater Milwaukee Association of Realtors says the entire seven-county region only saw a 4% increase. And Burlington Area School District voters will have an April referendum question. The school district is seeking $13.8 million over 3 years, aiming to cover expenses like salaries and benefits. And that's news on WRJN. I'm Stuart J. Waddles. News at the top and bottom of the hour or anytime at WRJN.com.
The Packers rest up. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. The Packers players getting an extra day off. Their next game is on Monday Night Football from Lambeau Field against the struggling New Orleans Saints. The Wisconsin Badgers announced that they're welcoming a new quarterback, Danny O'Neill, who started as a true freshman this year for San Diego State. College hoops. After losing three straight last week, the Wisconsin Badgers have dropped out of the AP Top 25. They had been ranked as high as 11th in the nation. They beat Butler over the weekend. Head coach Greg Gard.
I think we were getting better during that stretch. stretch. And I think, obviously, when you play really good teams, you're going to have adversity.
NBA, it's the Bucks and the Thunder tonight in Las Vegas for the NBA Cup. Oddsmakers have Oklahoma City as 5-point favorites. Bucks head coach Doc Rivers, what the tournament means for the team.
You don't get to get this experience during a regular season. Yeah. This will help us. This will help Oklahoma and Atlanta, Houston. Everybody that was here is going to help us later.
That's Doc Rivers with Sports. I'm Mike Clemens.
Mostly cloudy and mild today. Winds a bit breezy. High temperatures are still tapping the mid-30s. We've got a small shot of light snow pushing in this evening, continuing through the overnight and gone by tomorrow. Accumulations look to be less than an inch, and more snow pushes in on Thursday. I'm meteorologist Brittany Merlau. It's 37 degrees at our studios.
Racine's home for local news and timeless hits, WRJN. Good afternoon. I'm Kurt Vollman. Welcome to my Tuesday. You're going to have to wait a couple of more hours. You're all trying to text now, but I'm not going to give you another keyword in the Civic Media Grown-Up Gift List Text to Win Statewide Contest until the 4 p.m. hour. That'll be your next chance to win. And today we're giving away an overnight getaway to Chula Vista Resort in Wisconsin Dells. We'll do that in the 4 o'clock hour. Good luck from WRJN.
When you're weary, feeling small, when tears are in your eyes, I will dry them. Side. Oh, in time.
when you're down and out, when you're on the street, when evening falls so hard, I will comfort you. I'll take your part. Oh, when darkness comes and pain is all around, like a bridge over troubled water, I will lay me down like a bridge over troubled water. I will lay me down.
Sail on, silver girl, sail on by. Your time has come to shine. All your dreams are on their way. See how they shine.
Radio Park to Sturtevant. Local news and timeless hits.
WRJN.
There she was, just a walking down the street singing. Tapping her fingers and shuffling her feet singing. She looked good. She looked fine. She looked fine, and I nearly lost my mind. Before I knew it, she was walking next to me singing. Holding my hand just as natural as can be singing. We walked on, to my door. Together, nearly every single day, singing.
Do what did it.
Timeless Hits WRJN. Good afternoon. I'm Kurt Vollman. Brett Hoffman is here from Marcus Theaters and wraps up the weekend box office numbers for us. Brett?
Well, at number five in its first weekend was The Lord of the Rings, The War of Rohan. The anime movie took in $4.6 million. And number four, it was the fourth week of release for the epic movie Gladiator 2, and it took in $7.8 million. The other major new release of the weekend, Kraven the Hunter, made it to third place with $11 million. At number two, it was Wicked, continuing to bring in audiences with $22.5 million. And at number one for the third straight week was Disney's Moana 2. However, everything is about to change because this upcoming weekend, it's anyone's guess as to what will be the number one picture, with both Mufasa the Lion King and Sonic the Hedgehog 3 headed to theaters. All of the holiday movies are on sale now at your local cinema. Make your plans now and get your tickets early for some fantastic entertainment.
All right, Brett. It's Brett Hoffman of Marcus Theaters, and I'm Kurt Vollman on WRJN.
At O&H Danish Bakery, the Christmas season brings out their best. And this week, O&H is featuring their very Danish Christmas Kringle. True to its authentic Danish traditions, a very Danish Christmas Kringle has a smooth almond filling with Door County cherries. The crowning touch is its wonderful topping of drizzled icing and crisp toasted almond slivers. It's as Danish as it gets, and it's singularly sensational. A very Danish Christmas Kringle. Get one this week at O&H Danish Bakery in Racine, Sturtevant, and Oak Creek, where their baking spirit's bright.
Did you know there are several alternatives to having neck, back, or knee surgery to relieve pain and mobility issues? Racine Disc Center offers non-surgical spinal decompression, robotic laser therapy, and more. The results are amazing, even in patients who have already tried chiropractic, physical therapy, or injections. So before you check into the hospital, check into RacineDiscCenter.com or the clinic on Rapids Drive, just east of Gulf Avenue, for a free consultation. Racine Disc Center, where you go before you go under the knife.
After raising the kids, having weddings, and getting them settled, my wife and I prepared to spend our very first Christmas alone. They were all at the in-laws this year, so we watched old videos of them growing up, went to bed early, and Christmas morning my wife said, "Let's never do that again."
We're on our own again this year, but we're actually looking forward to it because we rented a private vacation home in Alexandria, Minnesota. Lakes, shopping, restaurants, and new memories.
Explore your holiday getaway options at explorealex.com.
The Badgers.
Feeds Max, face the three, takes the three, left side, yes sir.
Fade.
It is Fade, flips, good again. Just outside the left elbow.
Here.
Goes up, got it, with the right hand, it counts on a foul.
This is your radio home for Wisconsin Badger basketball.
Slam dunk, Steven Crow hammers it down.
Catch every game all season long right here on the Badger Sports Network from Learfield.
The 11th day of the WRJN 12 Deals of Christmas. Warren Eye Care in Racine. Give the gift of clear vision this holiday season. Dr. Warren combines cutting-edge technology with compassionate care, ensuring patients receive efficient and high-quality service. Whether it's glasses or contact lenses, appointments are designed to be quick and easy. Go to WRJN.com. Click the Big Deals banner and purchase $30 gift certificates for just $15 today only with the WRJN 12 Deals of Christmas.
Sure, WRJN is Racine's home for local news and timeless hits, but how about those announcements that keep your nonprofit, group, or organization humming along all year? If you want us to publicize your event, simply email the information to us at info@wrjn.com. Tell us who, what, when, where, and why, and we'll get it on the air for you. That's info@wrjn.com. WRJN.
You ain't nothing but a hound dog, girl, to cry all the time. You ain't nothing but a hound dog, girl, crying all the time. Well, you ain't never caught a rabbit, and you ain't no friend of mine. Well, they said you was high class. Well, that was just a lie. Yeah, they said you was high. Yeah, you ain't never caught a rabbit, and you ain't no friend of mine.
Elvis Presley on WRJN. And let's go back 20 years ago today. 20 years ago today, Elvis's daughter, Lisa Marie, agreed to sell 85% of his estate to businessman Robert Sillerman in a deal worth $100 million. Sillerman would run Presley's Memphis home, Graceland, and own Elvis's name and the rights to all the revenue from his music and films. In that deal, Lisa Marie would retain possession of Graceland and many of her father's personal effects. We are your home for local news, timeless hits, and now some Christmas classics, too. It's Andy Williams on WRJN.
Oh, the weather outside is frightful, but the fire is so delightful. Since we've no place to go, let it snow, let it snow, let it snow. It doesn't show signs of stopping. And I brought some corn for popping. The lights are turned down low. Let it snow, let it snow, let it snow. When we finally kiss goodnight, how I'll hate going out in the storm. But if you really hold me tight,
station covers Racine's local news like we do. We've been doing it for 98 years now, covering the county, city, and neighborhoods you live and work in. So let's get you into the WRJN Radio Park Newsroom.
From the WRJN Radio Park Newsroom, I'm Stuart J. Waddles. Home sales in Racine and Kenosha counties outperformed the broader region in November. The Greater Milwaukee Association of Realtors reported a 14% increase in home sales in Racine County and a 19% increase for Kenosha County. The overall seven-county region saw only a 4% rise in year-to-year sales. That big barge in the lake is remaking Reef Point. Racine's Reef Point Marina is undergoing a significant transformation, with Phase 1 already showing progress. Over half the docks in the northeast area have been dismantled, with a specialized barge with a crane assisting in relocating the old piers. The renovation will eventually feature new docks, improved pumping stations, and an upgraded restroom facility. Burlington has a big budget question next year. Officials with the Burlington Area School District are moving forward with an operational referendum next spring. It'll be seeking almost $14 million over 3 years to address budget shortfalls. The BASD board approved the referendum for April 1st, asking to allow the district to exceed state revenue limits by $4.5 million annually. The funding aims to cover essential expenses like employee salaries and benefits. And that's news on WRJN. I'm Stuart J. Waddles. News at the top and bottom of the hour or anytime at WRJN.com.
Mostly cloudy and mild today. With winds a bit breezy, high temperatures are still tapping the mid-30s. We've got a small shot of light snow pushing in this evening, continuing through the overnight and gone by tomorrow. Accumulations look to be less than an inch, and more snow pushes in on Thursday. I'm meteorologist Brittany Merlau. Currently, it's 39.
Still the one that makes me shout. Still the one that I dream about.
and we listened. Local news and timeless hits are back on WRJN, and experts say one day we will unlock our computers by simply thinking of our password. No typing. My problem isn't the hassle of typing a few words. My problem is trying to think of my password.
1, 2, 3. 1, 2, 3.
Though they may be parted, there is still a chance that they will. the night is cloudy, there is still a light that shines on me. Shine until tomorrow, let it be. I wake up to the sound of music. Mother Mary comes to me, speaking words of wisdom. Let it be. Yeah, let it be. Let it be. Let it be. Yeah, let it be. Oh, there will be an answer. Let it be. Let it be. Let it be. Let it be.
Spoke and we listened. Local news and timeless hits are back on WRJN, and so is the late Paul Harvey with archived episodes of the rest of the story. Brought to you by Racine Disc Center. Online at racinediscenter.com or visit the clinic on Rapids Drive just east of Gulf Avenue. Paul Harvey, weekday mornings with Don Rosen at 7:25 and again at 12:05 with Dan Marcus. It's a timeless piece of history, twice each weekday on WRJN.
Looking mighty now, here she comes. Wearing a wig hat and shades to match. Got her high-heeled shoes and an alligator hat. Wearing a pearls and a diamond ring. Got brains, but so I'm playing a nine in everything. Devil with a blue dress, blue dress. Got to be the finest girl alive. You walk real cool, catches everybody's eye. I got to be nervous, I can't say hi. Not too skinny, she's not too fat. She's a real humdinger and I like them like that. Devil with a blue red, blue red.
Tug on Superman's cape. You don't spit into the wind. jam, ba do do da da dee 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 dee. Well, out of South Alabama come a country boy, sitting looking for a man named Jim. I am a bull shooting boy, my name is Willie McCoy, but down at home they call me Slim. Yeah, I'm looking for the king of 42nd Street. He drive on a drop top Cadillac. Last week he took all my money, and it may sound funny, but I come to get my money back. Everybody say Jack, don't you know that you don't tug on Superman's cape? You don't spin into the wind. You don't pull the mask off an old Lone Ranger, and you don't mess around with Jim. Well, a hush fell over the pool room, and Jimmy come popping in an awful street. And when the cutting was done, the only part that wasn't bloody was the soles of the big man's feet. And he was cut in about 100 places, and he was shot in a couple more. And you better believe I sung a different kind of story when a big Jim hit the floor. Strange to you, even if you do got a two-piece custom made for you. Yeah, you don't
tug on Superman's cape. You don't spit into the wind. You don't pull the mask off an old Lone Ranger, and you don't mess around with Slim.
Local news, Timeless Hits, WRJN. Good afternoon, it's Kurt Vollman. Hey, are you ready for today's useless fact of the day? It's just a random piece of information that you can share with your family and friends. Here we go. Today's useless fact is Oreo has made enough cookies to span 5 back and forth trips to the moon. Well, now I just want some Oreos.
It's a bright idea to dunk it, or to crunch it, or unscrew it, or to lick it, or to trick it. But no matter what you do, it's true. It's fun to munch a creamy, crunchy chocolate. O-R-E-O.
Yeah, I want some Oreos.
Hey, this is Maggie. If you're looking for me this afternoon, don't worry, I'm still around. Find me and all the Civic Media talk shows over at 540 AM WAUK or the Civic Media app. The same great talk you've come to expect from Civic Media, now on 540 AM WAUK and the Civic Media app.
This Friday, December 20th, make your way to Runnings in Burlington for a can't-miss event. From 9 to 3, a Milwaukee Tool specialist will be in store to offer project planning tips and expert insights. Plus, enjoy 10% off all Milwaukee Tool products throughout the day. Whether you're shopping for the perfect gift or upgrading your own tools, Runnings has the quality and savings you need, wrapped in holiday cheer. Visit Runnings in Burlington this Friday on Milwaukee Avenue. They're your trusted partner for all your home, farm, and outdoor needs.
Still searching for the perfect holiday present? Give the gift of mobility with Easy Mobility Solutions. A Golden or Pride Power Scooter or Power Chair can help your loved ones move with confidence and ease, making every outing a breeze. Or bless them with a Power Lift Recliner complete with heat and massage for year-round comfort and independence at home. As Southeastern Wisconsin's trusted power mobility provider, Easy Mobility Solutions is here to make your holidays brighter and more mobile. Visit the showroom across the street from the old Kmart on Douglas Avenue in Racine.
Are record energy costs putting a squeeze on your fixed or limited incomes? With limited incomes not keeping up with the lingering effects of inflation, you might be one of tens of thousands of Wisconsin residents who are struggling to survive in the blistering heat of summer or the bitter cold of winter. While you haven't asked for it, the Keep Wisconsin Warm Cool Fund and your local energy assistance providers are here to help. No Wisconsin resident should ever have to face the challenge of living without heat or power or face homelessness. For a hand up, apply today and call 1-800-506-5596.
That's 800-506-5596. Or visit www.kwwf.org.
WRJN has provided local news and now timeless hits too. Coming up, CBS News at 3, and we'll check in with Stuart J. Waddles in the WRJN Radio Park newsroom. Mike Clemens has sports and your forecast on the way too. It's all coming up on WRJN.
Yeah. local news and timeless hits. WRJN.
Some bottom so that the dancer just won't hide.